27, 2005. Good afternoon, committee. We have put two bills, and we'll be doing both of them today in a work session. So we'll open the work session on Senate Bill 887A. Sam, give us a rundown, and we probably got, if you can condense the amendments down to maybe an hour.
I think I'll try fast, go faster than that, Mr. Chair. You have a number of amendments, real briefly, the dash. The original bill is one which pertains to annexation, particularly how cities can do it and prohibits the city of Beaverton from many different activities. The dash 6, submitted by Dave Burrows, affects only one section. Section 11 would extend the sunset date from currently 2020 to 2040. The dash 8 and the dash 9 are some of both submitted by Representative Larkin. They deal with section 8 and section 9, one which exempts Beaverton from participating in the future boundaries work group, and the other also has some replacement language or deleting a specific school for mediation. Both of those have no effect on island annexations or sunset dates or special interests. Dash 10 and 11, both of them were submitted by Jerry Conklin. Both of them would affect Section 10 and extend a sunset provision for industrial user. And the effective date would in one be 2020 and the other would be 2040. The dash 12 submitted by Representative Greenlick replaces the original bill. It would essentially prohibit island annexations. The dash 13 was submitted by Senator Deckard. It focuses in on section 8 and would replace that with a new language. Within that section mainly deals with a mediation group that would come up when the future boundaries group has problems that they can't resolve. Dash 14 submitted by Jack Eiselman would add new provisions in Section 6. Essentially, it would expand the list of properties that could be exempt from annexation to cities for certain conditions. Dash 15 was submitted by Representative Ackerman. It would have new language. It would deal with island annexations, and it would prohibit them until 2008. Dash 17, submitted by Representative Greenlick, has some additions to the new additions to the bill. And largely with the on the issue of island annexations, they would be allowed until 2008. And there's a dash 20 that came in, it's not on the table, was submitted by Representative Burley's office, and it has a number of provisions in there, and it's structurally, I think, similar to many of the provisions within the Senate bill. I think it is 699, which deals with the situations involving annexations in industrial areas. I think that might pertain to some southern Oregon communities.
Gary Conklin, do you come forward, please? Yeah, I wanted to make sure on your 10 and 11 amendments, if you have 11, do you need 10?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Gary Conkling representing Tektronix. No, it's they're one or the other. And our request was that our sunset date be consistent with the date for other companies that are given annexation protection. So, for example, if you were to pass the amendment that put forward by Nike to make the date 2040, then dash A11 would be the amendment we would request.
So your dash 11 takes care of both of your requests in allowing Tektronix into the exemption plus extending them to 2040.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. As you recall, we actually currently have a provision in existing law that has a sunset. This basically extends provisions that are already in law, extends a sunset for it.
Okay. Committee, have any questions? Thank you, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Committee, is there anyone present that you would like to have come forward to hear anything on any of these amendments about?
I'd like to ask a question, if I may, Sam. You're not considering the dash 14 amendment. Are we going to talk about these as we go through them? My question is Columbia Sportswear covered in the original bill, Sam? Do you know? Is Columbia Sportswear covered in the 887A currently?
I do not believe so, and I think that was the intent of the Dash 14s that were provided to specifically cover their situation as well as ESIs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's true. I don't see this one here. My impression was the original 2020 time frame was true for both.
Mr. Tressida, do you have an answer to this? You're nodding that you do, so. Quiet, Dennis, so we'll get you up here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, for the record, Alan Tressida, I represent Nike and not Columbia Sportswear.
He's hiding back, right?
However, Senate Bill 887A in gross does include Columbia Sportswear.
I'm sorry, does or
does? Does.
Yeah, it's in that section.
It's right after ours.
It's the one within 2 miles of it?
Yes.
But it includes it at the 2020 time frame. And what the Dash 14s do, I think, is move it to the 2040 time frame and add ESI to the...
That is correct, Representative.
Thank you.
Any other discussion in regards to the amendments? Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 887.
You can do them all.
I'd like to move Dash 6, Dash 11, Dash 13, and Dash 14 to Senate Bill 887.
Representative Anderson has moved the Dash 6, 11, 13, and 14 amendments to Senate Bill 887A. Any discussion?
Division of this question.
So?
I'd like to vote on the amendment separately.
Separately? Okay.
I'll rescind my motion and make the motion to move Dash 6 amendments to Senate Bill 887.
Okay. Representative Anderson has moved the Dash 6 into Senate Bill 887A. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative
Bachman? Aye.
Representative
Anderson? Aye.
Representative
Dealey? Aye.
Representative Nolan?
No.
Representative Smith? Aye.
Representative
Senator?
Aye.
Chair
Durant?
Chair votes aye.
The Dash 6s are moved to Senate Bill 887A. Representative Anderson?
Mr. Chair, I move for Dash 11 amendments into Senate Bill 887A.
Representative Anderson has moved the Dash 11 amendments into Senate Bill 887A. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Mellon.
Given the status of the bill as it is, I would have supported the Dash 10 in order to provide some parity, but I think 2040 is way too long for us to be handcuffing local governments. And so on the same basis as my opposition to the Dash 6, I'll oppose this amendment as well.
Any further discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Ackerman.
Aye.
Representative
Newman?
Aye.
Representative Bowen?
No.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Sullivan?
Aye.
Representative
Bryant? Chair votes aye. The Dash 11s are made a part of Senate Bill 887A. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I move Dash 13 amendments into Senate Bill 887A.
Representative Anderson has moved the Dash 13 amendments to Senate Bill 887. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Aye.
Representative Mellon?
Yes.
Representative Anderson?
Yes.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Summers?
Aye.
Chair Gerard?
Chair votes aye. The Dash 13s are made a part of Senate Bill 887. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the Dash 14 amendments into Senate Bill 887A.
Representative Anderson has moved the Dash 14s to Senate Bill 887A. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Freeman?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
No.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Sumner?
Aye.
Chair Gerard?
Chair votes aye. The Dash 14s are a part of Senate Bill 887A. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 887A. Mr. Chair?
Wait.
Okay. Could I move the dash 17 amendments to dash 885A, please?
If you wish.
I do.
Okay. Representative Greenlick has moved the dash 17s to Senate Bill 887A. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to have discussion. Hey, we have a crisis situation now because at least one city in the state has created that crisis. Although we talked about annexation problems in the last session, we talked about annexation problems in the interim, but the fact is there is a current crisis going on, and there is some pressure to solve it. We solved the problem on a temporary basis, except for a couple of corporations, four corporations, and we're assuming a good faith effort on the part of the cities and others to move this forward. I trust them, and I think the good faith is here, but I think events change. All that the Dash 17 amendments do is put a, what's been referred to as a soft hammer into the discussion. It eliminates the problem component of the annexation, section 222750, after the end of the next legislative session. If the work group that we have in place does this job, rethinks annexation, produces an omnibus bill, there'll be no problem taking that essentially downstream deletion of 222750 out of the books. We'll have agreement, we'll have an omnibus agreement, we'll straighten out the annexation, everybody will go along with it. If it turns out what's happened this time is what happens so often, is that we put an interim work group to work, the political pressure that causes them to do the job dissipates, we have a new mayor and all the cities in Washington County that start, whose names start with a B, not counting banks. The world changes. The pressure's gone. We still have the same problem waiting for it to occur again the next time it looks like the right thing to do, and we haven't solved the problem. I think it's really important to put this into the bill. I've talked to my co-sponsor of the bill, Senator Ringo. He has no problem with this being in the bill. It seems completely innocuous, because if we don't want to do it this way, 2 years from now, we can take it out with or without an omnibus agreement. And I think it really strengthens the bill and puts a good faith effort into it. And I would urge my colleagues on the committee to join me in adding the Dash 17 amendments, 885A.
Representative,
thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Representative. There is much merit, by the way, to what you have just said.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to vote no because I favor my Dash 15 amendments. Let me just say this, that if the Dash 17s are adopted, the island annexation will be allowed until 2008. I'm afraid that leaves the barn door open too long. We could have a rush of island annexations during the two-year period, which would defeat the entire idea of the work group, which would be formed to study these very complicated problems. My Dash 15 amendments would prohibit island annexations at the present time, and that would prohibition would last until 2008, which I think would apply better pressure on the interim group to come up with a better solution. So I'm going to vote against the Dash 17s. If that motion is defeated, I'll move the Dash 15s.
Dash 15s anyway, but not counting.
Is there any further discussion?
No.
Yeah,
you're
not
supposed to have to use it. Committee had deliberated a great amount of time between the Dash 17s and the Dash 13s, and the decision, my decision to back the Dash 13s was primarily based on the fact that none of the cities involved had done anything illegally. It is not what they have done, it is the way they have done it. And that in itself has brought the suspicion on every city in the state. I feel it unfair to restrict the planned annexations that were done legally and with the vote of those involved at the price of the aggressions of one particular city. So that was my feeling in leaning toward the 13th.
Mr. Chair, if I may, the dash 13s and the dash 17s aren't in any way in conflict, as in fact either are the 17s and the 15s. I think the process of moving toward mediation, which is a permissive, dash 13 is a permissive use of mediation rather than a required use of mediation, may moderate the situation so that in January of 2008, the dash 17s are needed. But the fact is, we have 2 years to see whether anything different does happen. And the dash 15s, which would take place now and end at the time the dash 17s implemented, also aren't in conflict with this. Although I think that is a problem with stopping cities immediately. I mean, I believe all the 17s might do if they really believed it was going to say in was get them to move fast on the island annexations and get them done before January of 2008, using the mediation process or not. It just seems to me it makes this bill so much stronger, and I would ask my colleagues for a yes on this.
Do you have any further discussion on the motion to move the dash 17s? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Ackerman?
No.
Representative Greenlee?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
No.
Representative Anderson?
No.
Representative Smith?
No.
Representative Sumner?
No.
Chair
Garrett? Chair votes no.
The motion to move the dash 17s to Senate Bill 887 is defeated. Representative Ackerman.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move the dash 15 amendments be incorporated within Senate Bill 887A.
Mm-hmm. Representative Ackerman has moved the dash 15s to Senate Bill 887A. Is there a discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative
Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative
Greenlee?
No.
Representative Nolan?
No.
Representative Anderson?
No.
Representative
Sumner?
No.
Chair Garrett?
Chair votes no. The motion to move the dash 15s to Senate Bill 887 is defeated. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 887A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Anderson has moved Senate Bill 887A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've been clear that I would prefer a different version of this bill with a different date in two places, and I think that that would be better policy for the state. However, the benefits of this bill in other sections outweigh my disappointment with the decision that the committee made with respect to the sunset date for those provisions. And in weighing the totality of the bill, I find that it merits support.
Thank you, Representative Miller. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think considering the investments that some of these firms are going to be making in this area, and having made the decision that we are not going to limit here to the next few years, I think it's fair that we give them the time investing in new buildings, investing capital improvements, that the 2040 is a good time, and I'll be voting for this bill.
Any other comments? Chair, I'd like to recognize, however, the efforts that have been put forth on this issue by Representative Greenlee and Representative Ackerman. We thank you for your contribution to the discussion of this issue, and I think we have a better bill because of that discussion. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Greenlee?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Sumner?
Aye.
Chair Garrett?
Chair votes aye.
Senate Bill 887, as amended, is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Garrard and Representative Greenlee will carry the bill.
That's true. Do you want to?
Yes.
We will close the work session on Senate Bill 887A and open a work session on House Bill 3474. Sam?
Mr. Perry, little as there's been no amendments since the last time. This is a bill that would prohibit regulations that would restrict or prohibit religious organizations from their using property. There was an amendment that was given last time, -2, that we deleted any references to those nonprofit organizations or public bodies, so it would strictly be religious organizations that would be able to utilize provisions of this measure.
Any questions from the committee? Representative Smith?
Mr. Chair, was that a -1 or -2 amendment? I have only the -1.
There's a -1.
Okay, thank you. I make a motion to move -1 amendments to House Bill 3474.
Representative Smith has moved the -1s to House Bill 3474. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Chair, as was noted by the staff, this is an amendment that we have already seen. Representative Sumner, the sponsor of this bill, and I had a conversation about this bill and did not offer an alternative amendment, time being a constraint on that effort. I have told him that I will be opposing this bill in its current form, even with this amendment, but I have also told him that should it make its way over to the Senate side, I would be happy to work with him in a way that would make the bill survive its constitutional challenges, of which I think there are at least two on the Senate side.
Thank you, Representative Miller. Representative Sumner.
Mr. Chair, I want to thank Representative Nolan, Representative Anderson, Representative Greenlick for what I believe to be very positive criticism. Very positive criticism. And I agree if the bill does not conform to what the law requires it to, that I'll work with the Senate, should it pass the House, I'll work closely with the Senate to make sure those amendments are in there. I think this is a good bill. I think the time is right to do something with it. Thank you.
Any further discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I've been talking to Representative Sumner as well. I would like to see it narrowed some, and I'll be voting against on the assumption it's going to get out of here and the assumption that we'll get out of the House as well. And I would be happy to be involved, helping it get what I think it is that Representative Sumner really wants out of this bill.
Thank you, sir.
I support the concept, but I think we can get the words more correct.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
It was a motion made.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. I thought we had a representative amendment.
We have to do the amendment first.
Amendment, right.
I made a motion.
There was an amendment made on the -1 amendments, but we haven't voted on it. So,
but you're voting on the main part of the amendment. So,
thank you, Representative. The clerk will call the roll on the -1 amendments.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative
Nolan?
No. Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative
Smith?
Aye.
Chair
Garrett?
Chair
Garrett's
aye.
House Bill 3474 is amended.
Oh,
yeah, the amendment.
The
We're keeping our
eye on it. The -1 is made a part of House Bill 3474. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 3474 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Smith has moved House Bill 3474 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Representative Ackerman.
Yes, I'm looking at the bill in the current form, Mr. Chairman, not in some future form that I can't even anticipate. But to have a property just owned by a real estate organization, trump all land use laws is just beyond my comprehension. In our Eugene Springfield area, Peace Health, which is a very large hospital conglomerate, which is operated by the Catholic Church, is building a $380 million medical facility in Springfield. I can imagine how we could completely obliterate land use laws if project of that size could be zoned anywhere, placed anywhere, regardless of any land use regulations. I think that the door is wide open for that and other types of abuses by religious organizations to circumvent and trump zoning laws. I think that as long as the zoning laws in my book are applied equally and fairly to everyone, that that is the way it should go, and this is destined to establish some special rights for religious organizations, which I don't think they deserve under the current land use scheme.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Bachman?
No.
Representative Freeman?
No.
Representative Nolan?
No.
Representative Anderson?
Yes.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative
Solis?
Aye.
Chair
votes aye. House Bill 3474 is moved to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. And we will close the work session.
Representative Sumner would like to carry that bill on the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Sumner.
Let me finish.
We'll carry
okay.
that bill. Yes.
To this resolution.
We received two more Senate bills today, and we'll be scheduling those for next week. Obviously, because of the holiday, we'll have no meeting on Monday. But Wednesday we will come back. Also, the Speaker has approved this committee remaining open to work on Measure 37. So, Representative Anderson.
Have you made any decision on evening meetings?
There will be public hearings conducted on the amendment to 3250, if that is the instrument by which we will be looking at Measure 37. So,
also, my understanding, 1037 will go to the floor of the Senate, but his fate's still somewhat uncertain, I think.
Correct. That's my understanding, too. Representative Ackman.
Yes, as a reminder of our conversation, Mr. Chair, I believe it was Senate Bill 413, and this is a work group that was piloted to serve on by Representative Nolan, I think. We structured a settlement on that with the power company and the landowners, with the idea that they would report back to this committee on Monday, I think June 6th. So if that date's not available, we should communicate a different date to them. We basically said, settle it on the terms that we prescribed, or come back to a public hearing and we'll consider passing out the bill one way.
So I'm if you will schedule them for,
we'll put that for Wednesday of next week, that'll be June 9th.
Okay.
At the other end.
Would you have a problem with that, putting it on for Wednesday, Representative June.
I'll work out the communications then.
Okay. Yes. Well, appreciate that.
What
put it on
the 6th or before
June,
the 6th?
June 1st.
No, that's next Wednesday.
Wednesday is June 1st.
June 1st. Wednesday, June 1st.
We'll be ready.
That's possible.
Get back.
Okay. Very good. Representative Miller?
Mr. Chair, can I clarify your response to Representative Anderson's question? At one point, you had put us on notice to reserve next Wednesday evening for a public hearing. Are you still planning on doing that?
I think we have to wait the fate of 37 because we have to have 24-hour notice to post the bill that we're going to have the public hearing on. And we will not know. And then this committee, part of the decision process will be whether to work 3120 or to work 1037. So,
20.
But I certainly do believe we should have an afternoon and an evening public hearing on 37 to allow the public input. So, but I'm not quite sure we'd be ready for it by Wednesday.
Mr. Chair, I applaud your interest in making sure that we make the committee available at appropriate times so that the public can actually give us some input on this. And although the particular vehicle may still be unknown, I don't know that there's any reason that we don't start listening to the testimony, because I think the substance of their comments will not matter, not change based on the bill number.
What's the committee's feelings? Would you like to have a public hearing on Measure 37 next Wednesday evening?
I don't know my calendar.
Sooner the better.
agree.
Harriet never lets me comment on my calendar.
Well, well,
I can
well,
call and find out.
We have tentatively. Yeah.
Can you
reserve
it?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure we understand what the format was, because at one point you want, I heard you say you want to go through it section by section.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I don't mind having a lot of witnesses, but it does get kind of complicated when the witnesses are talking out of sequence and in different sections.
It's an interesting dilemma. Do we take the public testimony before we begin to deliberate the sections? Or is it advantageous to take the public testimony after we've all kind of decided where each of us are on the various areas?
That won't be by next Wednesday or the week after. I am available.
Sooner or later.
I would think that we probably should take the public testimony first and consider that first on what they feel is wrong and needs to be changed with Measure 37. And that should be the intent of our public hearing.
You mean what's wrong with 1037 or what's wrong with 37? Well, you heard a lot about what's wrong with 37.
But what's wrong with Measure 37? What do you think needs fixed in Measure 37?
Well, we've had lots of hearings on that one, haven't we?
Yeah.
I mean, in Medford and a variety of other places. But I think the real issue is if 1037 is coming to us or we're using a version of it, that ought to be the focus, because that's got some highly specified views now rather than just pay them, don't waive them.
Yeah. Open to whatever we would like to do in that regard.
Mr. Chair, I have a question. What is the status of the bill that you were going to have Sam prepare four or five sections that you'd gone through?
House Bill 3120 will be ready by Wednesday with the somewhat amended version of 1037. And my understanding is that Senate Bill 1037 will come up for a vote on the floor of the Senate Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding. So, but if it comes up Tuesday, we would not be able to do anything with 1037 specifically, but we are, in essence, still dealing with the identical bill, only with a different number. So, Representative Ackman?
Mr. Chairman, I think by using just Measure 37 as a template, it's too narrow and too small, I think, to really get the full breadth of what we have to do. I would rather use 1037 as a template and go through and because it's much broader in scope and I think contains only many, many, many concepts and many, many ideas that are not contained in 37. We might have a better learning process that way, but you know, all the stuff is open to debate is how you absorb this more quickly. I found it helpful to go through 1037 section by section myself and I could see the whole thing. Measure 37 is rather sparse.
I've always been told to take advice of attorney.
Take it for what it's worth, yes. Mr. Chair.
We have presently 3120 scheduled for Wednesday, so Representative Ackman, I think you're on the right track and we will keep it to, in essence, 1037 or 3120. It's the same vehicle, so we'll keep it focused on that template. So.
Have an evening session?
We'll have an afternoon and an evening session on that date. Sam, you'll make arrangements?
Yeah, I'll be making arrangements today.
Might as well get it. Have it in one day.
Wednesday.
All right. We'll
have it this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, usually you have a party at the end of the session. This is the opposite of a party. This is the punishment.
He's going to make us earn our end of session celebration.
We might get you a dish of ice cream or something.
And I'll buy all the ice cream for the committee staff with what I'm about to say. Because if we're going to have a hearing on this Wednesday evening and try to be true to the notion of giving the public an opportunity to weigh in on the substance, I would really urge us to have the amendment that you're talking about available at least by the end of business on Tuesday so that the public has the amendment 24 hours before or close to 24 hours before the hearing on it. I think that gives us a chance to have invite genuine public input, and I think it would help the caliber of the debate that we have.
And I think we have the assurances that those amendments will be ready by then.
Thank you. That would be great. Thanks,
Very
ma'am.
Good. Enjoy the holiday weekend, committee. We are adjourned.